A little bit like your thought machine and other, and a little bit semi-cofei. Purify. Now, first Mishnah in Eitz Karek, Eimu Dvorim, Shebim Misham Zizil, Betuzi Misham Eim Mivarach Aliyayim, Machakas Mivarach Aliyayim. Ubitil Eim Mivarach Aliyayim, Machakas Mivarach Aliyayim. It more says, what Gita Machlik is, Misham Eim Mivarach Aliyayim, Machakas Mivarach Aliyayim, Shayim Zorim Layayim Shiyovim. The Farkit is Shayim, and then Yayim Lebo. Rashi is Mazbe, that's two times, three little books in the Gemara, Bamshech. One, Shayim Zorim Layayim Shiyovim, it's only called the Shabbos that you're making Kiddush. Second of all, Farkit is Shayim, and then Yayim Lebo. The Kiddush comes before the Chiyuv, Kiddush comes before the Chiyuv of the Birchat Hayayim. Mithilu Oimrim, Mevarach Aliyayim, Mechachim, Mevarach Aliyayim. Shayim Zorim Lekiddush Shatiyomim. It's only if you have Yayim, or Pas, Rashi points out, you have a Kiddush to say Kiddush in the first place. If you don't have, you don't say Kiddush. So one can Yayim, Mevachim can Kiddush. So maybe Yayim comes first. Dover Acher, Tweet the Tam, Mor says, can I get the second reason of Bishamai? Birchus Hayayim Tadiru, Birchus Hayayim Meni Tadiru. Tadir Bishayim Tadir, Tadir Kredim. Pasha Vendina, Tadir Bishayim Tadir, Tadir Kredim. Rashi says, the Alfusto, Mvachim. Mubana, Sabrika, Hashem, Elas, Atomit. Why did they say Adam Shalala Satamid? We already know Ella Sabrika is reaching. Shalala Satamid is giving you the time why the Ella Satamid, why the Talmud is before the Moshe. Hashem Ella Satamid. Since the Talmud, since the Talmud Shashana is Talmud, Mameno, that's the time why it comes before Moshe. Because it's Talmud, Talmud Shin, and Talmud Shin, and Talmud Shin. There's two questions of Shalala in the studio. First of all, if Talmud Shin, and Talmud Shin, and Talmud Shin, and Talmud Shin, that we learn out in Tvachim, Yalfus to Mikro, what's up, Bishamel? What a Bishamel? Lechur is the Yalfus. The second channel is that Lechur, like the way that Achrayim read yesterday, Yeshua, the Tzlach, the Chayasari, the old Mirror over here, that it's not the regular television of Zelda. Birchat Hayayin is only a Did Darabonim. It's only a Bracha Darabonim. Of Ostom Hennet, Shem Lama Zabla Bracha. Mashayinke, Birchat Hayayin, which is Kiddush, is a Daraisa, Pashtas. Zoch Adem HaShav, Zichreyu, Zichreyu Layayi. Pashtas the Din Zichreyu of Kiddush is Daraisa. Come to it. That the Birchat Hayayin is Daraisa. It's Mekudush, more than the Birchat Hayayin, which is Darabonim. That's a different channel. That's the channel of Tadur Mekudush. Tadur Mekudush is the body of the Lo Yishita and the Gemara and Zochim. And we pass in that, and it's really the Rambam passes Eizem Mehem Shigirti Yaksin. There's no day of Tadur Shin and Tadur Tadur Kredim. Tadur Mekudush, you can do whichever one you want. Eivazeh Lechor, it's not Daime. This tier of Yayin and Birchus Ayayin and Birchus Ayayin is not Daime, it's a regular deer of Tadur Shin and Tadur. Zachor is a Tadur Mekudush, which is a Bayan and Yashito. Eivazeh Vatal Pesimo. First Shalom is, what is Bish? If it's a Din of Tadur Shin and Tadur, Vatal Pesimo. And it's not a Din of Tadur Shin and Tadur, which is the Pasha of the Achrayim are understanding. The Din of Tadur Mekudush, so Vatal Pesimo. Why talk to the old stay over here at the Din of Tadur Shin and Tadur? First the Din of Tadur Mekudush, Eizem Mehem Shigir to Yachim. So the pasuk is, you could say, that chodim materas b'chavrato, that in a chami, the reason why b'shamay chodim of mitzvah is because it's tadur mekudesh. They hold that it's tadur mekudesh, and b'meila hagam that they would be maskim to the din of tadur shein tadur. But over here, the din of tadur mekudesh, and b'meila that's why the pharaohs may say that the birchus hayoyim comes before the birchus hayayim. Remember, so they state in I saw the chidavim down. It says that it's before shir shamay. The shamay says in Megillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, that Bishamai holds Tadur Mekudesh, you're makam the Mekudesh. What's the makar for such a thing? It says the carbon Eidom. What's the makar for the din of Tadur Mekudesh that Bishamai holds after me? Wonder who's looking? What's that that Bishamai holds that you're makam the Birchus Hayayim and the Birchus Hayayim? But the carbon Eidom, that's the makar that Bishamai holds that Tadur Mekudesh, the gam that in the Babylon is the Bayan Lo Yishito, Shitas Bishamai is that Tadur Mekudesh, you're makam the Mekudesh. Since you're makam the Mekudesh, Mamila Bishamai holds, you make a bracha on the Birchus Hayayim before you make a bracha on the Birchus Hayayim. Aber Lechur, what's Shreilachy this is, number of things that Shreilachy this is. Eva Zeh, Vatal Tvitil. If it's Taka, that's the Machlekes, Taka Dino, Tadur Mekudesh, and that's what Beisham holds. Tadur Mekudesh, you make the Mekudesh. So Vatal Tvitil. They hold that you make the Tadur. So Bayad Lev Shita in the Bayad Lev Shita in the Bavli. Second of all, the Shakatari says, he brings a raya from Arasugyo, that the din of Tadir Vishina Tadir is even when there is a Tadir Darabanan, can I get a Eina Tadir Daraita? Doesn't make a difference. The fact that the Birta Yoim is only is a Daraita and the Birta Yoim is a Darabanan, we still say Tadir Vishina Tadir, even if the Tadir is a Darabanan, can I get a Shina Tadir Daraita? So I'll prove to you. Because if it wouldn't be that way, so what's that? The Gemara says that Beishamay has only two times in Mayim after the Birta Yoim, the Khariyas, they have three times. They have, first of all, Mashtim Gemara, that the Yoim Garim Layayim Shiyahoy, also, Parkidash Yoim Adayin Yayin Lebo, and third of all, Birta Yoim is Daraita, Birta Yayim is only Darabonin. If it would be that Daraita has the Adifas over the Darabonin, after the Tazmashin and Tazmashin, then Beishamay the Khariyas has the third time. The Gemara says they only have two times. If you look at the Rashi Safaga and the Mishnah, he comes up that there's four times for Bishamay. Throughout the Gemara, the Gemara gives all different timings. Shani Ayu Ayumu Ma'afuki Ayumu, Kunachatam, it comes out. But the Pashtus is, with the Pashtus of the Sugya, because it wasn't my Tahar, or the Matzah. The Pashtus of the Sugya says there's only two times for Bishamay. Ebazay, it can't be that the time of Bishamay, the Khur and the Bavli is, Agam that the Yushamay says Mefurish, that Bishamay holds. I told him Makodesh is training, first either the Bavli is training, or the Makar Sakana from Rasugyo. The Garbin Ainda brings down Rasugyo. Can Zan the Makar Sakana from Rasugyo? Her Rasugyo says that there's only two times for Bishama. What's that is up to be the Maisa, what's up to Shagatai, what's up is that the Tadush of Derabanan is causing from the Shayna Tadush Derayasa? The Her Mitzvah, we should say that Derayasa comes first. He brings the Rai from Rasugyo that it can't be that way. What's the Lamdis? What's the Shagatai? Because the whole din of Tadush and Tadur is when you have two Chuyuvim in front of you. You have two Mitzvahs that you're Mechuyuvim. At the same time, the challenge is on which one should you be Makhdim? Zakta Shagatayin? Zakta Ter? Be Makhdim the Tadur. That's only when you have two Chiyuvim in front of you. Well, let's say the Mashiach has a Dvar Rishon. Let's stop if you have, let's say, Mincha or Muslim in front of you. You want to know which one should you daven first? Mincha or Muslim? So, Lacha is, daven Mincha first is Mincha Tadur. Because you have to be Makhdim this Chiyuv to that Chiyuv. However, let's say, I only have Mincha in front of me. It's not a day that you have Chiyuv Muslim. And I want to call somebody before Mincha. Can I call somebody before Mincha? Not half an hour before. Am I allowed to call somebody for Mincha? Yeah, why not? That's a Dvar Rishus. I have no chiv to be makdim the Dvar Mitzvah to the Dvar Rishus. It's a din when you have two things which are mitzvah, which one that I'm going to need to do, which one should you do first? When I have a shabbat, I want to do one thing and I have a mitzvah to do. Can I be makdim something to the mitzvah? That's just it. Dvar Rishus. That's not a din in Tadish in a Tadish. That's a Dvar Rishus. You're allowed to be makdim to the Dvar Mitzvah. Zok the Shagatari, and there are one in the Dvar Rishus, that's like a Dvar Rishus copy of mitzvah. Agam that it's a mitzvah, but like a Dvar Rishon is only Derabanan. Reckoning a Derabanan, can I get that right? No, that's like a Dvar Rishon. Maybe a Dvar Rishon, a Tadr, even if it's a Tadr Derabanan, can Zan become even before she got Tadr Derabanan. As they took the Shagatai. And the Chur Agam, she is Lodun on the Shagatai that the Dimin is not as they clar, the Dvar Rishon, Zikr, is not a Chiv to do the clar. You have a Chiv and a Dvar Rishon. No one's telling you that you have to do the Chiyuv now. Do the Dvar Rishus. But at the end of the day, if you have two Chiyuvim, what's that mean that one's a Daraita and one's a Darabanan? At the end of the day, you have two Chiyuvim. If the Darabanan is now considered a Dvar Rishus, it's most likely to do. I have two Chiyuvim at the end of the day. Which one should I do first? The Chur is when the Tzitzit is told the Shein Tzitzit. He wants to say that the Darabanan is like a Dvar Rishus. The Chur is like a Chalik Tumah. A Dvar Rishus. And a Mitzvah. It's not most likely to do the Mitzvah before the Dvar Rishus. We want to know, in the Hanami, on a Daraisatik level, Zikr only have one mitzvah to do. But on another Daraisatik level, I mean, there are one and a half of people to do. So why should we say the Kalahu Tadush and Tadush? Daraisatik and the Hanami only have one mitzvah to do. But now the Maisa, at the end of the day, after Tadush came along and told me that Bukhari should do something else, I have two mitzvahs. Bukhari, it's Muslim means, it's both. Bukhari, even Balav, the Shagatari, some are in the Shagatari, but even Bukhari, Balav, you can't say that Shan or Sugya is, that Peshami holds other Bukhudish, that the Birchas Hayoyim is Mekudosh, and that's why we're makdim to the Birchas Hayoyim, which is Tadr, because they hold Tadr Mekudosh, you're makdim to Mekudosh. The Chur is Mefurish a Gemara in Tvachim. The Gemara says, the Gemara clears it. After saying the first mission of Kol Tadr Mechaver, Kredim is Chaver, says the second mission of Kol Mekudosh Mechaver, Kredim is Chaver. So Tadr comes before Ein Tadr, Mekudosh comes before Ein Tadr, Ein Mekudosh. The Shailin is, what happens, Ibayilu, Tadr Mekudosh, Eid Mehem Kredim, Tadr Kredim, Mishim the Tadr, the Mekudosh Kredim is the Kodesh. The Gemara calls the Shem. The Gemara goes through a number of different possible riots, and one of them is from Mundra Sugya. Toshma, davar acher, wirft a yayin tadiru, wirft a yayin tadiru. Metodr, shen a tadiru, tadiru kaidim. Ach, agav, the birth of the yayin kadisha. Even though the birth of the yayin is kodesh, why? Because it's on kadisha, Rashi says, ach, agav, the birth of the yayin kadisha, shem shabbat olel. Shechoyv al shabbat libo, dila birth of the yayin, ach, acholim. Kiddush, you only have on shabbat, or yontif. But birth of the yayin, you have even during the chol. Mamela, it's mekudish of the fact that it's something which is shame Shabbat alone. And for the Gemara, after Shabbat, the birth of the Yoyim, Mahanyo, the birth of the Yayin, Loyahan, is Shabbat help that's for the birth of the Yoyim, not for the birth of the Yayin? Says Rashi, now I knew that the fishes, the way Rashi is being mouthed, that it's since it has the shame Shabbat, never gives the Hashivas. Dr. Gemara, the Gemara is not, it says the birth of the Yayin also has Hashivas. If the birth of the Yayin is on Shabbat, you have a shame Shabbat to learn the birth of the Yayin also. And Mela has a Hashivas also. And therefore it's not a Kodesh, the birth of the Yayin is not a Kodesh because of Shabbat, because the birth of the Yayin is also on Shabbat. And Mela, the Shabbat, the same way that it's more for the birth of the Yayin, it's more for the birth of the Yayin. And it has a Hashivas of Shabbat, and it's not called a Kodesh. Now the Gemara never had such a halal, you know, to bring a raya. Wasn't matter enough, but well, that the Talmud Mekudesh, maybe it's because one's the right, one's the one. The Gemara tries to bring a raya from here. And the Gemara's Matkan says, no, the Mekudesh, the whole shayla to the Talmud Gemara was not because Birch Zayim is Mekudesh, because it's Shem Shabbat Salah. And Birch Zayim is not Shem Shabbat Salah, but the Gemara knows they both have Shem Shabbat Salah. But the Gemara has never had such a halal, you know, that it's Mekudesh because it's the right. And the Birch Zayim is only, Birch Zayim is only the Rabban. Right? So the Gemara understood that the whole of Pachas, the Bavli understood, even if maybe you have a Rai and Yerushalmi Nathamai, the whole of Pachas, the Bavli understood that the fact that one is the Rai and one is the Rabbanon doesn't make him the Tadir Mekudesh. Which would be, can sign like the Shagatai is being Masber, but the Chorus Muchas in the Gemara already we find that it can't be that Shana Beshamai is not the Tadir Mekudesh, the Chorus is not Nefesh of Tadir Mekudesh. So if you look at the Tzlap in the Pnei Yeshua, they talk to go, and other Achrayinim, they say that they make it a Kimpton under the Sugya. They say that which the Sugya is handling is after a case where a guy already davened before he came home to make Kiddush. Once a person already davened, when he leaves Mekayim is the right of Kiddush Ayurim. That which is Mekadosh ala Yayin, that's only the Rabbanan. Eva Zeri, in a Hanami in this year, you're saying Birch Zayayim, and saying Birch Zayayim, they both be the Rabbanan. Birch Zayayim is always the Rabbanan, but the Yayim, because here you're in Mekayim, you're the right of Kiddush. And merely you left us to Birch the Kiddush ala Yayin, which is only the Rabbanan. Zok to Bitzlach Lafi this, is Mechadosh, that Kum Toys a woman, she doesn't have Mar, or any other person who didn't have marriage yet, when he's coming to make Kiddush, in the Hanami, he's being Mekayim with Mrs. Seda Raisa of Kiddush, but mainly he would have to be Maktim, his Birkas Hayoyim, his Birkas Hayoyim. It's only because they're both Darabanas over here that he says that we have the Din of Todesh and Todim. Once one comes to the Raisa, Dr. In the Hanami, we have the Din of Todim of Kiddush, and he has to be Maktim of Kiddush before the Darabanas. Mainly if a woman makes Dr. Malacha, if a woman makes Kiddush Friday night, she would have to be Maktim the Birkas Hayoyim, the Birkas Hayoyim, and the Birkas Hayoyim. Now, the pasuk says, "Just the oro." The Shagatari is already murder. Says that the pasuk is murder. The Gemara is not machal. The Gemara doesn't seem to be talking about dafka tzir where somebody davened on before him. Maybe the pasuk is talking about even when he has his kiv darayin. So still, we say tazur shem and tazur kodesh. But even b'la v'achi, you can make it a kimta. Lachar, we're going to have to make it a kimta at the end of the day. And it says that's here. But we're back to the original kasha. Eva Zedek, that's stuck as a regular din to their Avonim. You have the Birch Zayim, you can make the Birch Zayang, they're both their Avonim. That's when they sell the Tzad Vashin and Tzad Vashin and Tzad Vashin. Eva Zedek, what's up with Shammai? What happened to the regular din of Tzad Vashin and Tzad Vashin? We wanted to say before, maybe it's in a Tzad Vashin and Tzad Vashin. But now that we're saying that it can't be that that's what the Lachlag is, and we have to make it a Kippur like the Tzad Vashin and Tzad Vashin, and the Tzad over here, the Chiv is only their Avonim. We have two their Avonim. They sell the whole Tzad Vashin and Tzad Vashin. If we leave us up to Shammai, then we don't say Tzad Vashin and Tzad Vashin. So, Efshar Kev Zogin, Alpi, was Lachar Shver, and the Iker Din of Tzad Vashin and Tzad Vashin. If you look at the Gemara in Brachim, in Pei Tessam and Aleph, the first mission brings down, call Tzad Vashin and Chaviri, Pei Tessam and Chaviri. Where's the Makar? Shenemar, the mission already brings down the Makar, Shenemar, Mavad Eilat, Tavayger, Shele Eilat, Tatami, Tavad Eilat, Eilat. Brings down the Makar from the Pasuk. The next Mishnah on the same daf, called Mekudesh Mechaver, Pinimus Chaver. And it says all the different cases, Dam Chabkin, Dam Mayrus, Kun, Mukum, Mukum, and there's no Makar. Makar, what's that is that for Tmidin there's a Makar, and for Makudish there's no Makar. What's that is that Father Mishin Nathan needs a Makar, and Makudish doesn't need a Makar. Makar passes the reason why I call Makudish Mechaveri, it came Mechaveri, is because it's more Chashiv, and which is more Makudish, it's more Chashiv, the male, you have to maximize. Amazay, Makar, the same thing by Father Mishin Nathan, something which is more Tadr, you do the mitzvah more time, it's more Chashiv, and the male, you should be maximize. What says that we need a Yalkutza for Tadr Mishin Nathan, and we don't need a Yalkutza for Makudish, is Kodin Chain of Makudish. I saw the Chazon Ish has a similar kasha. He goes through the Machlokes Achronim, if Makudish has a Yalkutza at the end of the day or not. This Mishnah does not have a Yalkutza, because that's another place it does. Maybe the Chazon Ish has, he has to B'chol on both of them together. He has Tzayim Tzadim and Tzayim Makudish. What happens if we need Yalkutza? Mechartz Tzvar, something which is everything, anything which is chashiv, you should be matzim. What happens that I need Yalkutza? So, Mechur, working with the fact that, like stated in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is Chachaneinu, that Dafka Tzadim has Yalkutza and Makudish doesn't have Yalkutza. Mechur can be talking that Api Mashi Shlachter in the din of Tzadim Shina Tzadim. Is the din of Tzadim Shina Tzadim a din of chashiv? Since it comes more often, it's mamela, it's more chashiv. I saw Rav Steinman, he points out Kilo Kalachiyad, it's not like the Hamayin Am thinks that the mitzvah comes only in Mizman and Mizman, which comes once a year. You have Pesach Masa, which comes only once a year. Is that chashiv mitzvah? No, something which is tzadir is more chashiv. Do we say that that's together? Something which is tzadir is more chashiv, it's mamela, you should be maximum. Or no, it's the glass exerts the cost. Bisidri Kizimo, which one do you want to know? When you have two things in front of you, which one should be maximum? Should be maximum the Tadr, or should be maximum the Inner Tadr? Zakta Gemara, Zakta Ser, should be maximum the Tadr, and economic and Zain Anas Tashir. It's a different Bisidri Kizimo. Ebazay, if you don't understand like the second Tad, that it's not a din in Hashir, it's a din of Sidri Kizimo, then we're very glad. Why the Gemara needs the Yalkutza for Mekudush? So why the Mishnah doesn't need Yalkutza for Mekudush? Before something which is Eina Mekudosh, that's a Svar and a Chanami. Vashayikin is Din of Tzadar Mishin and Tzadar, that's a Din in Sidri Kedimo. As Chashivas can Zayin, we'll see in a second, maybe Svar, we wouldn't know. But it's of the Zundar Gzeh, the Kassim over here, and we should maxim the Tzadar to the Shein Tzadar. The Chura, as Machadis is, the Bar Tanuri, it says, Gzvachim on this Mishnah, in Parakio and Mishnah Vav, he brings down when he gets to the Bayad de Yashita in the Gemara of Tadr Makudish. He says, Tadr Makudish, it's a Bayad de Yashita. So what do you do with Maisa? The Rambam, he said, Randy mentioned, says, Ibrahim Shigat Yaktan. Says the Bayad de Nura, you should be Maksim them nearly, the Yesh Lahaktim at Tadr. What's that fit? Lots of things to Yosef, what's Pratt in the Bayad de Nura? Because Tadr has the Yafutsu. Makudish is only a Tvar. Mamela, it should be Maksim the Tadr has the Yafutsu, because Makudish is only a Tvar. Why? They're both dinim b'chor and chashivas. Then we can learn out the Torah. So then, and he held zikr that because it doesn't have yafusa. So only both Torahs and chashivas b'chor makes sense. Not the one to the next. But if you're saying like we're saying that in the chalami the dinim b'chor is the dinim b'chor and chashivas, and the dinim of Torah is if there's a custom, you should be maximum the Torah. The meal of the Torah should be maximum the one that held yafusa. So the one that's only learned with Torah. Defeated, because we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara is often said, it's trying to be pushed to the shadow of Tadr Makudish. And the Gemara brings the raya from Shlomim, or Idi be Idi the Yerim, Chatzah Toshim Tadr. Vavagav the Shlomim Tadiri. The Gemara wants to bring the raya, it says that when you have a Chatzah and Oshim, Chatzah and Oshim in the Shlomim, look to the Gemara, you have to bring the Chatzah or the Oshim before the Shlomim. Hagam that the Shlomim is Tadr to the Chatzah and Oshim, since the Chatzah is more Makudish, you have to mark the Makudish to the Tadr. Amar Rabba, Rabba's Master, Matzika Amrit. You're telling me Shlomim? Shlomim is the din of Matzim, not a Chayim, Rashi says. Matzika Amrit. Tadr come before me, Matzika come before me. Says Rashi, Matzika Amrit, She'inim Tidirut the Chayim, or Ashu Matzik come and the Chavir? That wasn't my Shayim. My Shayim was Matzik, my Shayim was only Chayim. Something which is Bala Chayim, that was the whole Shayim of Tadr Shayim Tadr. Whatever Tadr of Chayvah comes before something which is Eina Tadr of Chayvah. Well, Matzah Yishlamim is not a Chayvah. It's never a Chayvah to bring Yishlamim. It's Nezor and Nadavit. Nezor and Nadavit is only a din of Matzah. I mean, it doesn't have the Chashivas of Tadr and not to be Matzah. Therefore, you have the right to get the din of Tadr Mekudosh. Matzah is different than Tadr. Now, if we understand that the din of Tadr and Tadr is a glata Tvar, that you should be Matzah much is more Chashah, then the Chayvah is the same thing to find the Matzah. Why is Matzah any different than Tadr? Very good that it's not a chayv, but kolkama that the svara tells us something which comes more often has more of a chashivus. So even something which is mostly also the chayv has the same chashivus. Yeah, it's not a chayv. It's not a chayv. 100% it's not a chayv. But after chashivus and svara, it doesn't have the same daraga maybe of tadr. But after svara, the chayv has the same svara. And the same way that a tadr comes more in a tadr, because it's more tadr after the chayv. So when you have two things, kolkama's mostly, mostly also should have a zikr when you have mostly connected to ain't a mostly. You have the same svar in Tashivas, the Chayro, that it should be, you should be makhmi to the Eina Matzi. Or when it comes to connecting, maybe a Matzi connected a Tadr, Eina Tadr, maybe one's a Chayro, one's a Matzi, and a Chanamina. But the Chayro, when it's coming up against the Kurdish, can that Matzi should have the same svar as the same Alim as Tadr? But if you understand, like we're saying, that Tadr Vishin Tadr is the Afusa, then it's not a dinner chashivis, it's a dinner kadimu. So in Chanami you can say that Matzah Vishinu Matzah, in Chanami you should be marked in the Matzah al chashivis. But as the savior of kadimu, you want to know which one comes first? Tadr is different than Matzah. Tadr has a din, the yesh be marked in the Tadr before the end of Tadr, as the savior of kadimu. If that's the case, the same time when it comes to Tadr Mekudosh, it doesn't have, Matzah doesn't have that same maila as Tadr. There's a bezunder gzeir fakasim, as chashivis, maybe they're similar. But after the Seder Kedima, the Torah tells you, Tadr Shin Tadr, it should be matched to the Tadr. That's only a din, but again it's a Tadr. Something which is a Choyr. There we have the Xeris Akasif. Something which is Masim, do not have a Choyr, do not have the Xeris Akasif. Abel says that the whole Shaila of Tadr Shin Tadr is Zafka, but again it's a Choyr, so you're going to have to say stuff, like Shagatari says in our studio, that the reason why you're Maksim Yain, Choyr brings the Yain, is not a Choyr. So what happens that we're makhmin? Why do we have the whole club of all Tadr Shin Tadr? Why do we makhmin to the Birr Tayyayin? Birr Tayyayin is not a Choyv. Why do we Birr Tayyayin? It's more, it's a Choyv in the case of Kiddush, Abdallah, Milo, Birr Tayyayin, Nesu'un, all these different things that we have a Choyv to make a Birr Tayyayin. So that is more Tadr than the Birr Tayyayin, which is Dafka on Shabbat. Shabbat, huh? You have twice on Shabbos. For sure, you have twice on every Shabbos. But for the whole part, you have on every Shabbos twice of Kiddush and Avdalah. And you have the beard of Tayyayin is a choyv. And aside from that, I have a choyv every time you have a Brit Milah, every time you have a Nesu'in, every time you have anything else. So, on the side from the two that you already have on every Shabbos, you also have more choyv at other times. The Fidus, the Chari, you have to, you can understand what the Mechaber brings down in Simen Chofei. It says, after you put on your talis, then you put on the Beitetu is Ma'az, where God says that you put on talis for the Tzvon, brings down a new here, it says, Tzadr Shein, Tzadr, Tzadr Shein. And the talis is a Choyval even on Shabbos, as opposed to Tzvon, which is only a Choyval during the week. Remember, we say Tzadr Shein, Tzadr, Tzadr Shein. In fact, the Shagatai, Lechera, it's not a case of Talib Shein HaTadr. Talib is not a Choyv. It's a Mitzvah Kiyum, it's not a Mitzvah Chiyuv. Aim of day, we should be makhim the tefillin. There's no din of Talib Shein HaTadr over Chalal. Like the Gemara says in Zohar, that's a din of Matzah. In the Chalami, it's Shai Tzvim, it carries the Mitzvah and more time, even on Shabbat. Well, Lechera, it's only a din of Matzah, it's not a din of Talib. Meila, we should be makhim the tefillin, but it's a... So the Malvim is trying to be Mazber, in the Art of Tachayim, in Simen Chofei. He says that Kvar Shavinu Alei Kechayva. They're ready, Shavinu Alei Kechayva, since everybody is Mekayim, since everybody wears Talis, Mamila already has a din of a Choyv. Already has a din of a Choyv. Mamila, you have a din of a Choyv of Talis, can you get a Choyv of Tzvillin? And you have the Tzadr Shem Tzadr, Tzadr Shem Tzadr tells you you should do the Talis for the Tzvillin. Now, if you understand that the din of Tzadr Shem Tzadr is a din of Chashiva, so then, what's the Shavinu Alei Kechayvim? Very good Shavinu Alei Kechayvim, but it's Zichr not going to have the Chashivus of a Chayvim that serves all the Yom HaChayvim. You're right that it's a, now at the end of the day it's a chayvah, but it's not a chayvah midaraisa, it's a chayvah that I was mashmah like a chayvah. So who says it has that the same chashivas as something which is a, the chashivas that the Torah is mashmah like a chayvah? Mm-hmm. What if you understand that it's not that once I shaft it into a chayv, then they're both chayvah, both a chayvah, if you understand that it's the Xeris HaKas that tells you, Sage Akadimo, which one should be maktim, so it tells you, at the end of the day, now that you have a chayvah from the time to mitzvah, it tells you which one you should be maktim. As chashivas shevoi, can then the chashivas that's one as more chashivas. But it's not, if you're not reckoning with chashivas, you're reckoning with the Sidri Akadimo, which one should be maktim, can then the Nechanami, that once they're both a chayvah, you should be maktim the Sittis. Since the Sittis is more tawhid than the Tumah, which is even tawhid. Just one more nekuda the Chayyurah comes out of the is Mishabur brings down to Zion and says, he brings down from the Chuvas Marshal, that somebody has to make a brain of fashion. Before he made the brain of fashion, he used the bathroom. So now he has two chiyuvim in front of him. And the chiyuv to make Ashayot and a brain of fashion. Says the Mishabur, which one should he do first? Says the Marshal, you should make the fashion of the din of Sadr Shin and Sadr, you should make the Ashayot first. So one third, Tamachachim, you want to be. The fact that maybe nowadays, maybe it's switched a little bit. In the time of the old days, they didn't snack so much. So we realized that the Ashayot was more tethered than the brain of Hashem. But nowadays, and some people have drinks all the time, and people just take candy or all the things that are, all the nashes that are shakal, that are brain of Hashem. But Kher can say that the brain of Hashem is more tethered than the Ashayot. But if you look at the Makar of the Marshal, if you look at the Chula of the Marshal inside, he says that the reason why the Lashon of the Marshal is that Shayyot is the Dira, Mashaykin Bracha Sarino. Shayyot only is counting Yom Zulasin. He can understand that the whole din of Tadir is the Shagazari being Madak in the Gemara, and it's not a din of Matar. How many times you do this, or how many times you do that? It's Dafka when you have a Chayyot. The Meila is up there, you never have the Chayyot of you could go a long time without making Bracha Fashion. You could always eat Techasudo. I love Maitha, you want to know. Very good. You could possibly you go three or four days without making brain of Hashem. But at the end of the day, if a person makes brain of Hashem more, a person should be able to, in the long run, how many times does he make brain of Hashem to make an Ashayot? If he makes brain of Hashem more than Ashayot, the brain of Hashem comes first. But if you understand the din in Choyev, you can say, since a person can go without making brain of Hashem, it's never a Choyev. He never has a Chiv to make a brain of Hashem. Ashayot, there is going to be a Chiv. Since it's not Shai, it's not used of Sodi, so may it's a Chiv. It's going to be, it's not the regular Choyev. But since it's built into the system that you must make an Ashayot, so Marino, that's considered Tadr Shin Tadr, Mimakim the Ashayot to the brain of Hashem. Now, Kinir, he understood after the din of Tadr Shin Tadr that you need a Choyev. If you understand that it's a din of Matri Vishen of Matri, so if it's a din of Chashivas, if this Tadr Shin Tadr, like we're saying, is a din, which one you should be Maktim? Now, if it would be a din in chashivas, which maybe is matzei also, you could say after matzei it's a din in chashivas, then in economic, you could be telling him how many times the mindset a person does it. Not in the chayv. If it's a mitzvah which is a chayv, which is not a chayv. Telling him the mindset how many times a person does it, that's one which is more chashivas. That's one more chashivas than it's telling the time. In olden days, they made ashayot more. Now they made chashivas more. But if the din in sidri kadimo, then in economic, it's telling him dafka if it's a chayv, which one is more tother of chayv. But come to see this, the mindset is, you can say that that's Shah and Machlaik is Bisham and Bisham and Arasugim. Then in the Khanami, we remarked them two Shahs in the Sugim. First of all, what's up Bisham? If the Din of Tazr Shin Tazr, what does Bisham hold? Second of all, the Khar is not a Din of Tazr Shin Tazr, it's a Din of Tazr Bukhudish. So we're in the Matar, we said that it can't be Tazr Bukhudish, because it can't be talking about a Din Darai, so we're talking about a Din Shur in the Slav day, and if you're ready to be Kiddish, so we're only Din Daraban. We're back to the same, the original question. What's up Bisham? The Khar is, we dash the Tazr Shin Tazr from Bapasa. So you could say that in the Chachamim, the Machlokes is in what's the gather of Tadr Shin Tadr. Beis Shammai held that Tadr Shin Tadr is the Dinin Chashivas. Like the Pashas, they would understand that Tadr Shin Tadr is the Dinin Chashivas. And the Melo, why do you need your Yafus Mikro? So you have to look in the Chazanish, the Mataras, Vatepas, that you need your Yafus Mikro. He says that even if the Shin Tadr came before the Tadr, you should wait to do the Tadr. But he understood, like the Chazanish says, that Kinira having the Ungunim in the Chazanish, that it's the Dinin Chashivas. I mean, if the Bishamai holds that it's a din l'chashivas, look Bishamai, that's dafka in a case, in a regular case. But in our clear, that what's the time of Bishamai? Chidol already speaks about the time of Bishamai. It says, Shayyur Yerim Ayayim Shayyavoy. The only reason why I have Kiddush in the first place is because of Shabbos. So you can't tell me that there's more of a chashivas on the Yayin. In a Chanami, Tadr Shein HaTadr tells you that there's more chashivas to the Yayin than to the Tadr than Shein HaTadr. But over here, you can't tell me that there's more chashivas to the Tadr than Shein HaTadr. It's only because I Shabbos that I'm making the Yayin in the first place. So there's more of a chashivas to the Shabbos. Because if not for the Shabbos, there would be no Kiddush. So in this case, the chashivas tells me that you should be marking the Yayin to the Yayin. The whole thing is a din of chashivas. That's Tadr, it's a mentah. Then when you have chashivas. Mashiach came, if you hold, they still hold that the din is not a din in chashivas b'chol. The din is a din in sidri kadimo. Which one you should be maxim? The meila, in a chanami, can say that you're la'ayin shiyavad. But at the end of the day, it's a din in sidri kadimo. Which one should be maxim? They're both a chayilo, you have to be maxim the tzadim. Maxim the tzadim and the shein the tzadim. The meila is going to be maxim the ayin to the bir tzayin. The chorus mach that we hold like this l'mayin, that it's takan avad in chashivas, is the chorus of the tesis in tesis in Shabbos and Chalgim on the base. Tesis is clearly there, what hafer do you say on Shabbos or Shredish of Hanukkah. So he says, even though b'negeah to tadr in pursuing Yisrael, the dinas were supposed to be maximum the tadr to the pursuing Yisrael, he says, however, that's dafka when you can be mekayim both of them. But if you could only be mekayim one, you're only going to say one hafer. Which after should you say? Don't say the after is Chodesh. Say the after of Hanukkah, which is the din of pursuing Nisa, because pursuing Nisa is others. Now, if the din of being Maktim the Tadr is because of the din of Hashivas, and that's why I'm Maktim the Tadr to the Shein Tadr, and I'm Maktim Tadr to the pursuing Nisa, because it's more Hashivas, so most of us, when you only have one to do, we do the pursuing Nisa, we don't do the Tadr. The first of the Tadr should tell you that that's the more Hashivas, and not the pursuing Nisa. So we need the greatest off. But if you tell me that the Tadr comes before the Pesumin Nisa, of Chashivas Shabbai, then you should be maxing the Chashivas of the Tadr to the Pesumin Nisa when you only have the Yechadah to do one. Elamai, the din is only a din in Sidri Kedimu. It's not a din in Chashivas, it's a din in Sidri Kedimu. Which one are you maxing? You're maxing the Tadr when you have the Tadr in Pesumin Nisa, you're maxing the Tadr to the Pesumin Nisa. But when you only have the Yechadah to do one, then there's no din in Sidri Kedimu. Which one is other? Pesumin Nisa is other. That's the Chara Efshir, a Mahalach and the Sugya of That's passage that would, the din of Tadr Shein HaTadr is passage we knew already before not Hashivas. With the Torah's Mechanis, that you'll do it even in a case where the Ein HaTadr comes first, you don't say that you're being risking the mitzvah.
Remember
what
the
Mechanis is
not
very
common. There's no Shkaw.
Or has
Shkaw. That in this Dvar
of Tadr Shein HaTadr, you can do it even when there's no Shkaw. Or the Drash HaTadr has Since the Gedder Afro is the grandson of the Drash HaTadr in Hashivas, the main one, and it can happen, we don't know. If we'll come that the chashivas is murdered the other way, it can not even happen, let's say. Just a few halachas with regard to Din Piruri Pas in Simon Kuf Pei. The halacha is, in the hunter amatla v'alach manach abenit amazim, kol mi yishenu b'shaya pas al-shokhani in urei simen bracha lo'ilum. The first two halachas. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it brings down at the end of the day four times why you should leave pas on your table at the end of the sudo before you bench. The first one he says it should be nicker on what you're benching. The second one is because the bracha is not sure on another rig, the rai from Alisha, that he has to shem if it's the Isha Shunam, it's not the Isha Shunam, it's the Almano. What does she have in the house? Isha Zavadio. What does she have in the house? She needed, she said she had a container of oil. He says, oh, you have something where the bracha can be shared on the meal. Once you started pouring the oil didn't stop. But she needed to have the button of the bracha for the bracha to be chal. The meal, you should leave a little bit of path. That when you make a bracha, the little bracha, the shefa, should be, have a bracha to be chal. The third reason is that there should be something bezuman for an ani who comes to the house. There should be something there that you should be able to give him, to be mashal peru. And the fourth one is that to be made to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives so much of a shefa, you're able to eat and leave over. Like it says, achol vayser. כדי שיריד על השם יזברך על חז זה שישביע לנו ביטובי שסבנו ויתרנו כדי סליף על כל עושה. Now, on one of those four times, on the third time of כדי שיבזום לעוני, the Shara Tzin brings down, says, מפי זה, תאויב לך התחילה שהפתיתים רואים בקטן המאויד, It shouldn't be mamash tiny little pieces of bread, because then you need kedei nesina, you need something which is a little bit of a chashivus. The reason is because you're going to give it an ani, you're not going to give him a few pieces, a few crumbs. It should be kedei nesina, a little bit, a decent amount. So, besides the fact that he says, Toiv lechatchilo shabadit in Vaisa, he said, it's not ma'akev al tzadin of mimash mashayev pititin, that even al tzadin of ani, you could leave tiny pieces. It's only din lechatchilo, but the other lechur, you'd be yaitu your din, even with tiny pieces. But the Chor Pashas, the other three times work even without it. It was only learned on this time. The fact that a Chover is there, and the fact that there's a Mokam for the Bracha to be sure, and the Kulu, can that that's even on Tzitim Tzitim. And there's a Bracha comes down from the Yashiv, and other, other places here, behind the place, also they say the same thing, that since it's not common for a guy to knock at your door and ask you for a piece of bread, and maybe after the time of Oni, we wouldn't have to Meshayer today Nesino. And even a few rooms would be enough. Let's read it. If it's Shabbos, you have a few pieces of challah left over, or every time you cut the challah, there's little pieces of puru. Pashas, that's enough. You can carry your mitzvah. But if you have, you bring to yeshiva, two sandwiches, three sandwiches, and that's what you're eating. So you're not cutting any bread, you're eating the whole thing. Lachar, you don't have any puru over there. So pashas, you should leave over at least a little bit of the crumbs in your bag, because they're going to go into the garbage anyhow at the end of the day, so you should not leave over a Canadian casino. But the feed is poisoning, they say that only a little bit of pirur is enough. But you should leave over a little bit of pirur. I know what says that. The Sefer Eitz HaTzadeh, the new Baltashma, it means that from Yashin, it shouldn't be mamish like breadcrumbs that you put into a blender, and it's mamish like dust at the end of the day. That's mamish not bread before. But little pieces of whatever it is, the crust, whatever it is that came off, that's enough to be kind of din of to be mishar p'tivim. Tav Chaim says not that on your table. That you have 20 tables by chasma, so each table should leave over a little bit. Generally, there is a little bit if they haven't cleaned up the table itself. Generally, there is if you have everybody that's eating their own sandwich. Lachar, everybody should leave a little bit from their sandwich. Does not have to be according to this. Lachar does not have to be a big piece, especially if you're going to throw it in the garbage. Could be even a tiny little bit, and after the mitzvah, some of them, for those that want to carry the tiny arrival, they want to finish up the land. But after dinner, Mishaya Perurim to leave over a few Perurim of pot. Now, what do you do with these little Perurims? These tiny little Perurim that you left over, what do you do with them? So the din is, as Machaber says in Sef Gimel, you now need Ma'abit Perurim that have a Shir Kizayit. Remember, Sef Dalit says, that if they don't have a kazayis, you're allowed to be ma'abed them. Afa bishu bat alad v'purim shemim kazayis, but they'll walk into kosher l'aniyim. It's kosher l'aniyim to be ma'abed purim b'yadayim. However, that's not the b'derech b'zayim. B'meila, you have these little purim that you have left over, and they're less than a kazayis. Mr. Brewer clarity says if you have enough that it equals up to kazayis, which happens very often, as I say, b'chalim, the ones from the bakery, they have a lot of crumbs by the time you finish cutting them. You have more than a kazayis at the end of the day on your challah board. Mr. Brewer says, "Can't tell me that it's a star." But if it's less than a kazayit, and you have them in your bag that you saved over, they should be mashayer when you bench. How do you get rid of them at the end of the day? So the din is you can't be ma'abedem derech bizayin. However, and it's mutter to be ma'abedem, but it's kashalaniyah. So what is the way to do it? So they bring down from the places the brachah being done also from the Yashiv, Dan Fisher, from others, that wrap it up in a bag. Wrap it up in a bag and then throw it out. But he says not to throw it straight in the garbage. Don't take the challah board, turn it over into the garbage, and just let all the crumbs fall out. That has a din of derech b'zayin. The tzir of derech b'zayin that the Gemara talks about is we stepping on that. The Gemara says that's the case that the Gemara brings down. We stepping on that. He ate on the grass and it came on the pirun fell onto the grass, and he's going to get up and step on the spur and have to just eat them. And that's the b'zayin to the past. That's special on the Yusuf. So throwing it into the dirty garbage, throwing it into the incinerator in the sink, comes out also the same thing. Not to do the hafila. The best is to take all the purim at the end of the day, even the ones that haven't been eaten. If they're not going to be eaten, that's what they're not going to be eaten. If they're not going to be eaten, you can wrap them up. There's no different than mysis. It's also not to be mavid derek wizayin. We let it wrap it up and throw it into the garbage. Wrap it up in the bag and throw it into the garbage. Just take everything at the end of the sudo, all the pieces of crust that people don't like, and all that, everything. Stick it in the bag, wrap it up, throw it into the garbage can. The best way, don't take it and hang it on the side of your garbage can like we said last week. That's probably not the best idea. And They shouldn't be with other garbage. That's why it's not so pasha to take the tablecloth, wrap up the tablecloth after the suda, especially if slices of challah. If you have to lessen a kazai, so then you have to know if that's considered, especially if they're more than, for sure if they're more than a kazai. Even if lessen a kazai against the shadows, you have the cups of people that didn't finish, you turn over the thing, and all the cups fill out, and goes all over the challah, makes it until the fair pasha, the challah is roi lachila at that point, didn't come in roi lachila, so you can find it receptacle. Mela, a chasila, one should take out those big pieces of challah, at least the ones that are more than a kazai, for sure. Another one, you have to decide whether that's considered desire. At least, or take off the water. Take off the water. Wrap it up. You can wrap it up with her in the side of the, stick it to the side of the plastic tablecloth. Wrap that up. And wrap up the rest. And the rest of the tablecloth. The her, I would say that it works. So it's not together with anything else. The her, that shouldn't be any good. That's with regard to bizarre of Taz. The last halacha brought down here is no yigim achas is the sakim shabbat of the Muslim. The no mishal lel achalit of the yomtiv. And the Ishla Rav Bechesh points out that this halacha and the last halacha of Perun, leaving Perun is dafka by Berach HaMazon, not by Rav Yisholish, Kulu. There you don't have to leave Perun, there you don't have to mechaf the Sakin. Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote anything about not doing this, though many people as far as I know do not do this. See them as far as I know are makbid on this. They happen to be a lot of the Shulchan Aruch. I did find the Aruch Shulchan Aruch says, this is Afshav Ein Regim Uli Zorom Zeh, Nein Mechaf HaMathakin Mishal Berach HaMazon. I don't know, usually he's Kura Tagar, is something that he taka, something that they're knowing, that he's Chaylik on. He says that the meaning is not to do it. I don't know if the meaning is because in the Skat Nuadera, so not Chayshish that anybody's going to take him back during Berach HaMazon. Or it's because, Chayri Pashas other times still apply, when Yonah HaBarzal, as one is bad. But this, we're not going to do it. I mean, it's not a Gemara, it's not a Kadmoyim, the Aruch Shachun says when he says the Allah HaTan, it didn't, that's a Nizkir in the Gemara. The Mela came back and telling the Bokhut says each one with their minute. Bez Hashem, I'd like to finish up the parak this week, along with Kufri Dalad, Reish Tezvah, and Reish Yudzai. Shkach!